Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here today on this Lord's Day, and we want to continue in our calls to worship in Acts chapter 21, where we've been looking at the life of the Apostle Paul as his ministry is nearing the end, and he's been warned about that he's going to be arrested, he's going to be sent to Rome, and we looked at the attitudes of the people, the chaos that was involved, all the different things. And we come to verse 37 of this passage, and we're almost done going through this. It says, "And as Paul was to be led into the castle, he said unto the chief captain, May I speak unto thee? Who said, Canst thou speak Greek? Art not thou that Egyptian, which before these days madest an uproar, and leddest out into the wilderness 4,000 men that were murderers?" Now here's another story. We've had four now, different stories about who is this man. And he asked Paul, he says, "Do you even speak Greek?" Now, I don't know how they were conversing with each other prior to that, but I think that whenever Paul spoke to him in Greek, he was stunned by that because in his mind, this guy's the Egyptian we've been looking for. Now, the Apostle Paul, I don't know exactly what he looked like, but I really don't think that Egyptian was on his list of things that he potentially looked like. But he told him, he said, and later on, he said, "No, I'm a Jew, but I'm also a Roman." And he gives information, "May I speak to the people?" And the leader gives him permission to do so. My point is this, is that now we've got four different stories about the Apostle Paul, why he should be arrested. He's the leader of a group of people that took 4,000 captives out in the wilderness. He's an Egyptian. It was all a what? A lie. I mentioned last week that you and I need to always be prepared as believers in Jesus Christ that we are going to be lied about. There's going to be stories that are said about us that are just not true. And the reason for that is that Jesus Christ said, "Marvel not if the world hate you, for it hated me." And we need to understand and know that Paul, even though he dealt with all of these lies, one by one he dealt with them, and he would go to Rome. He was able to speak to the people in chapter 22, as we read about, and he's able to share with them the testimony of Jesus Christ and the testimony of his life, of how he had hated Christians at one time, and how he had been wondrously redeemed on that road to Damascus. Folks, let us not get discouraged in the times in which we live. I get emails all the time, "Did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? Did you hear about this Christian?" And in Pakistan right now, they are cracking down hard on anybody that's a believer in Christ. More and more are being arrested. More and more are being taken to trial and condemned. And that's happening around the world. We need to understand and know that, yes, we will be lied about, but we have the one who is all truth on our side. And we look to him. Paul, yes, was executed a few years after this. Paul suffered greatly for the cause of Christ. But let us not be afraid. Let us not be fearful. Let us stand with the Lord and be counted worthy to bear his name in this world.